This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to CIO Essentials Audio, where we break down the trends shaping your financial world. I'm your host, and joining me today is our resident investment strategist.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to discuss markets and share insights, especially with so much happening globally right now.
Let's start with a phrase we hear often in finance: cash is king. It's been a cornerstone of financial thinking for years, but does it still hold the same appeal in today's environment?
Exactly. Cash has always been valued for its stability and flexibility. It's low risk, generates income, and helps people act quickly when opportunities arise. But with inflation and falling interest rates, it's not as appealing as it once was.
That shift really became evident during the pandemic, didn't it? Investors were holding onto cash as a safety net, especially with deposit rates being so attractive at the time.
Absolutely. Investors leaned heavily on cash given the attractive deposit rates. But now, with rates declining and inflation eroding purchasing power, holding too much cash can mean missing out on better opportunities.
Speaking of rates, the Federal Reserve's recent cut feels like part of a broader global trend.
Yeah, for sure. Central banks are lowering rates to support businesses facing higher borrowing costs. For investors, this means rethinking strategies to adapt to a lower rate environment.
Right, so if cash isn't as attractive anymore, where should investors be looking?
Well, the key is to be strategic. Investors should limit their cash holdings to what's needed for medium-term spending, say the next few years. Beyond that, surplus funds can be allocated to diversified portfolios that blend stocks and bonds, helping to preserve wealth and manage risk over the long term.
Bonds seem to be getting a lot of attention. Why is that?
High-quality bonds are attractive because their prices tend to rise when interest rates fall, offering better returns than cash. Bonds also provide stability, especially with maturities in the 4 to 7 year range.
And what about equities? Are they worth considering right now, or is the volatility too much of a concern?
Certainly. Equities remain an attractive option, but a disciplined approach is key. Over the next 6 to 12 months, global stocks are expected to deliver gains, though the path might not be direct. Innovation themes like AI, power and resources, and longevity are driving growth and transformation.
That's fascinating, especially on the topic of AI. It feels like it's reshaping industries far beyond just technology.
That's true. Artificial intelligence is transforming sectors from healthcare to energy and manufacturing. It's creating opportunities across industries, and not just for tech companies, but for those embracing innovation, and the pace of change is remarkable.
I suppose with technology advancing so rapidly, it's clear that staying adaptable is key to capturing these opportunities. Now, before we wrap up, can you comment on some of the risks of holding too much cash in this environment?
Well, essentially, that can mean lower returns, inflation eating away at purchasing power, and missed opportunities in other asset classes. Diversifying investments can keep portfolios resilient and positioned for growth.
That's a great takeaway. Thanks so much for sharing your insights today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure as always, and I look forward to the next one.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.